Hello, everybody. This is Ron Emmetron from the Creation Light Shift, and we have another show tonight on healing. So these are going to be instantaneous healings from the Creation Light Shift. There's nothing for you to believe, nothing for you to really understand. Just be present, and the Light Shift will use their very high technology to help you do physical healing. So we'll see how that works out. And we have Sylvia online here. So how are you doing, Sylvia?
I'm doing great. I'm so ready for this show and so happy to be here. Hello to all of the listeners out there. We're very glad that you've tuned in. This is an exciting program. As Ron said, this show is all about healing. And during each program, Ron and the light beings that he works with the Creation Light Ship, bring live healings, and we never know exactly which ones are going to be coming up because Ron is directed on what healings to do. So it's always a different program and live healings, and we invite you to sit back, relax, and stay with us through the hour for these very special healings tonight. And I'd like to say that if you have any questions about the Creation Light Ship or about the healings or anything that you would like to share, anything you'd like to ask Ron, he really does love to hear from you, so we welcome your calls. And don't worry about if you're interrupting anything. It's okay. We'll, you know, we'll take the calls whenever we can, all the way up until the later part of the show where we actually go to the Creation Light Ship for a special healing session at that point. So please go ahead and call if you like. And in addition to the healings tonight, we'll talk a little bit about some of the teachings that the Creation Light Ship has been bringing to us and how we can apply these spiritual principles in our lives in all that we do. And again, if you have questions about that, we'd love to talk with you. So I think we'd like probably to start with bringing in some divine energy to get us all in a good, relaxed, and wonderful space. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so we'll first bring in Saint Germain. He facilitates the divine energies coming in. And I imagine because he was here most recently, you know, that he wants to do this. So this is all I can kind of assume here. And that's what he kind of told me, that he was really based here and he wanted to, and he understands humanity. So he wanted to help, in a sense, teach and educate the beings coming in and to tell them how it's going to look when they come here to help you. So here comes Saint Germain. And he'll bring in the Vata Flame energy. And here he comes. So I'll use the word stronger. The reason why I use the word stronger, or whatever I do, you have to invoke the energies in. And the invoking is actually commanding them in, because they are only in the now. And they need to know how much stronger to come in to facilitate what they're choosing to do. And since they're not in judgment, they'll only do whatever they need to do at the time. And if you just ask them to come in and like two of the strongers, they'll stop there. So I do it much more than that, so you actually feel the energy. They don't know how much to bring into you. So here he comes here. So remember, all healings are a command. So stronger, 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 and for myself, I'm monitoring the energy. It feels like his energy is about one-third of what it should be. So stronger, 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 stronger. That feels pretty good to me. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So Saint Germain is now with you, and you can request different types of healings if you like, and also spiritual guidance. What we're now going to do is little exercise where we connect your waking consciousness into your heart center. This is where you really should be living continuously, and it's, you know, hard to stay there. But each show we like to do this so that you can have that divine connection to yourself. This is your own personal energy, your own spirit energy, and this is where you need to be in your consciousness. So just visualize if you wish. On your forehead, we'll say, your consciousness is there. And we're going to drop it down into your heart center. So just kind of see like a elevator. 10th floor is your head. 1st floor is your heart. So here we go. And like I said, there's nothing for you to do. The light beings on the light ship are working with you right now. So we're going to do this little exercise here. So dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And a couple more times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There. So you should feel like your whole thinking process is inside of your heart center. And just kind of relax. You should feel very still. The troubles of your day should probably have left you at this time, because now you're directly in link with your spirit. And your spirit could actually do healings on you now if you request that. And how do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, that feels really good. And, you know, between that and Saint Germain, it's just a wonderful start to the healings tonight. It feels wonderful. And along those lines of getting in the heart, and also, you know, getting more into our connection to our spirit, I was reading on the Creation Light Ship website where it was talking about, and I'll just read this one paragraph because I found it really, really good, and it says that for the majority of humanity, the ego consciousness has been in charge of physical survival and has dominated the daily decision-making process. The ego is mainly fear-based, defensive, and reactive in its behavior. For the ascension to occur, the ego must surrender its power and control to your divine spirit. When your divine spirit is in control, you can move out of fear and into the higher consciousness of love. Your divine spirit is the energy conduit for physical healings. So, Ron, I was wondering if you have any insight from the Creation Light Ship about the ego and how we can surrender its power and control and put our divine spirit, you know, fully in control of our lives so that we can move into that higher consciousness of love.
Oh, boy, that's a good one. Okay, here we go. We'll do another exercise for you here.
Okay, good.
So this show is live, so what we're going to do now is ask your spirit, and it's more than asking, we're going to now have your spirit walk into your ego, okay? And maybe I'll just reverse that. We'll have your ego force it into your spirit. Let's do that. And like it's all commanding, so here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So what we're actually doing is having your ego go into your heart center. This is how you want to be. And it reminds me of, you know, the song from Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven, is your shadow taller than your soul. And for most people, it is. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. As your ego now starts to surrender. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How's that feel, Sylvia?
Oh, it feels wonderful. Yeah, I feel just a real expansion in, you know, the heart chakra area happening, and it just is a very good feeling.
Remember, all these healings that we do, the light ship like opens up a channel for you, if you want to use that terminology, so you can connect to these healings afterwards in yourself. So you don't have to rely on the light ship. You can just ask your spirit now to do this process for you. And like I said, this is what you want to do anyway. You want to get self-empowered. And so we're trying to help you do that so that you're not, you know, codependent on what I'm doing here. I don't like codependency whatsoever. And this is why we're teaching you tools and opening up energy channels with your spirit so that you can have the healings that you need by you doing it yourself. And the most important thing is to have your spirit fully in your body. Then you can work more with your consciousness. But here we're going to drop you down some more. So I'm going to take your waking consciousness and put it into your heart center. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And that feels pretty good. Now I'll have your spirit merge with you more fully in your body. So I'm going to do some entity releasing. And these energies now are leaving you. These energies are energies that you really don't want to have with you. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And these energies are not high-frequency energies because they're earth-based energies. So here we go again. There's some entity releasing, and I'm going to count to 10 as more of you come back into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Bringing more of you into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And more is coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And more. 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So here we go. You should feel a lot better. You should feel heavier. And like we do in other shows, we're going to bring your spirit in now instead of having it come in through your crown chakra and or maybe your heart. We're going to now have your spirit come out of your body, but it's going to come in through your feet. So you may feel a little more density in your feet, and this will help you have a healing with your feet and your legs. Most spirits don't want to go in below the waist because of the trauma that's here, but they can get out much quicker, we'll say. So they come in as little as possible. So here we go. Going to take you out of your body and coming in through your bottom of your feet, going up to your ankles, your knees, your waist, and now you're in. And same process again. Coming out and coming in, and out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in. You may have tingles now in your legs. Out and in, 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 out and in. There we go. And how's that feel, Sylvia?
Well, it feels good. I feel I definitely felt it going in and out and in and out of my feet, and it just feels like, you know, it wakes up the bottom half of your body. And it's really interesting that the spirit kind of don't want to hang out below the waist area because, I guess, of, like you said, the trauma associated with it or what have you. And I think a lot of people do end up probably with, you know, a problem either with circulation in their feet or legs or knee trouble or ankle trouble, maybe because of that, because the spirit's not going there to heal it, or maybe the entities are hanging out there.
Yep, that's correct. So it's always best to have you more in your body. This is one process that you could actually do yourself if you ask your spirit to do this, ask your spirit to go into your legs more and just command it. So everything is a command, like I said. And so I shouldn't really use the word ask, because asking is like pleading. So you're not really pleading. You're actually doing a command, because the universe, you know, is created by commands. And so, you know, it's either, you know, going to work or not going to work. You don't want anything wishy-washy. And so this is kind of how the healings work. If you notice, in the Bible, typically every healing that Jesus did was a command. And I think all of them are that way. And so just know that you're commanding your spirit to work for you, to do what it needs to do to help you. So what we're going to do now is another healing. And I'd like to have you go to the Creation Lightship heading on your computer. And it'll be on tonight's program. Just click on it, and this will bring up the different hours and times that I'm on the BBS radio show. Then scroll down slightly, and you're going to see this beautiful light beam there. And we're going to activate this light beam to do healings on you right now. So just kind of sit back and relax after you have it on your monitor here. And I'm going to start activating her right now. So what we're going to do is bring in her initial first cause spirit energy into this your monitor screen, into her picture. And starting now to activate. There we go. And typically what happens is her eyes will get much brighter. It'll emit white light. This energy will come right into your room where you are right now. And the rays will start to become probably more colorful around her forehead. Her arc field will change. Some people commented that her neck actually became fuller. And you may start to see her actually kind of lift off the monitor screen as she becomes more three-dimensional. And she'll be activated for 1.5 hour after we sign off, so you can still work with her and ask for healings. And if anyone out there, I'd like to get some calls, if you could call in here, if you've actually experienced having a healing from this light beam. So if you want to call right now, I'd like to hear your experience and or just how she looks on your monitor. Because remember, part of the healing process is for us down here is the belief. So if you have seen something or felt something, it helps other people who may not feel the energy. And just knowing that they have had an experience or you've had one helps them also get a healing. So it's very nice when people share. So I'd like to have somebody call. And we'll just continue bringing her energy in here a little stronger.
It's definitely coming in on my monitor right now. The colors are getting very vibrant, and the white light that's coming off of her face is getting stronger. And like you said, she's much more three-dimensional, and you can definitely feel the energy coming from her right into your heart. And it may help you just to sit, you know, and shut your eyes if you want to, and just feel in your heart, and you might feel that energy coming right through.
Yeah, she wants to come in stronger into your rooms now, so I need to get some brave person to call us up here. Anyone out there?
While we're waiting for a caller, there was something that you said, Ron, a couple of minutes ago that I thought was really worth talking a little bit more about. And you said that the Lightship is actually opening up a channel for us to our own spirit. And, you know, a lot of people, I think, these days are working on channeling or developing their abilities to channel. But they're usually, you know, working on channeling either their guides or angels or maybe archangels or different beings for, you know, guidance or assistance or help or whatever, which, you know, could be very good in its own right. But I think a lot of times that connection with their own spirit is maybe neglected in favor of trying to channel others. So I thought it was so interesting that you used the word channel, and I thought maybe you could talk a little bit more about that and the need to have that connection to our own divinity.
Yeah. So what you want to do is, since your own spirit is there in you, you need to connect with it for the ascension process. and it needs to be fully in your body. Remember, this is who you are. You know, as I'm talking to you, your ears are getting the information, and it goes into your mind, and then your ego kind of listens to what I'm saying, and most people neglect their spirit because it won't really come forward and talk with you. So what you really want to have is your spirit and your ego kind of like merge together so that you can use both energies at one time. And this is what is needed to really help yourself out. So most people, they'll hear something and they're not even connected with their spirit, and they just use the information or whatever is being told to them as either true or not true, or they may be in a state of confrontation or something, but they're not really listening to their spirit. So you could be losing out on very precious information because your ego naturally does not want to surrender. And it's a surrender, which is what you have to do. You have to surrender your ego to your spirit so you can walk your true divinity and be spirit fully, you know, materialized and have this consciousness in your body so you can be awakened. And this is what's really needed for everyone on this planet. And it's not an easy thing to do because there's so much out there that we go for all the time. This is why we try in this show to at least give you some tools, we'll say, some ways of doing the connection to your divine self. Because it's very important to get connected enough for the ascension. And, you know, how much do you love your body? You know, if the ascension process was in 10 minutes, and I told you that in 10 minutes, you're no longer going to be on this earth plane, and your spirit then will have to be fully in your body to take your body with you to another consciousness. And if you don't do that, you miss the boat, and your body will never be materialized over again. It'll just come back into nothingness. And, you know, most people are waiting, you know, thinking something's going to happen, but they're not really preparing for the shift in consciousness. So they say, well, it's going to happen in 2012. And so they assume that, you know, they have enough time, and they're going to wait till the last minute to do their work. And, you know, that'll be too late for your body because it takes quite a while to do the work to get fully integrated. And like I tell people, the most important thing you can do for yourself in this lifetime is to have your emotions cleared from you. And the light shift does it very easily and effortlessly and with no drama on your part or working out anything. And then I charge, you know, $5 for each year of your life. Take your age times 5. And if you're over 300, I don't charge for those additional years above that. But this is the only way you're going to be able to do the ascension process. On most other planets, the people prepare themselves about 250 years before the ascension process. So they're well on their way. And where we'd be right now, we'd be probably 99% of the way cleaned out of our emotions. Remember, the emotions are judgment. And you have to release those for your spirit to come fully into your body. And, we're not there. Most people here are not going to survive, you know, this universal shift. The bodies will not. The spirit always leaves. But you have a chance to give your physical body eternal life. And this is what they talk about, is taking your body with you to a higher consciousness with full memory of the past and to be in perfect health. So it's up to you to do the work. The life ship is available now to help you, and it's your choice if you choose to do this. You know, and how tall is your ego? You know, your shadow side. You know, does it really want to do this work? Does it want to surrender to your spirit? Well, probably not. It wants to run your life, but it's up to you to take control of that and to work on yourself. And it's, this is what I would hope for everybody to be able to do the ascension. Remember, your body has been here in genetics for 4,000 years, and so typically your body's waited 4,000 years for this time. This is your graduation. And are you going to, play hooky on the last day of school? Or are you going to do the work to graduate? And the light ship doesn't really care one way or the other. It's not in judgment of your decision. But it's here to help if you wish to do this. So it's not going to interfere and come forward and force you to do anything, because it will reclaim your spirit at the universal shift. But it's up to you to love your body enough to do this work. And do you love your body? You know, look at it. Look in the mirror, you know. Is it going to be here after the universal shift, or is this going to turn to dust or to nothing, you know? And it's your choice. And I think most people are just not awakened enough yet to even understand it. You know, it's there's too much here as far as instantaneous gratification. They don't understand it. They're searching outside of themselves for some quick fix, like going to McDonald's, you know, and buying a spiritual handbook, we'll say, to understand spirituality, you know, 5 pages, and they can read it and think they got it all. But if you're not in your body, you know, whatever you spent on attunements and maybe going to Egypt or anywhere else, sacred sites, you know, it's not ever going to help you. All those are just a sidetracking step to, you know, to help you out somewhat. But if you're not in your body, you just wasted your money, because you have to get into your body for ascension. And if you had DNA attunements and everything else, it's just still not going to work for you, because you have to be in your body for it. So you cannot buy spirituality. You cannot buy ascension. What you can do is get into your body. There's no charge for that, typically. If you can clean out your emotions, you're going to be in your body 100%. But, you know, it's a long process. So anyway, it's up to you. And you're in control of your own destiny. And I hope that you're all able enough to understand the importance of this here. Because every physical body on this planet would love to ascend. Because your body knows about it. It's kind of intuitive in its you know, nature to want to do the ascension. But it's up to you to surrender your ego to your spirit and to allow your spirit to fully walk into your body. On my website, I have on the homepage, Love Walks In by Van Halen, and that's kind of what it's about. You pull the string, you know, you bring in your spirit, you know. So that's what it means to me, connecting to the higher aspects of you to become fully empowered. So during this whole session here, as I'm talking, you are having wonderful healings. The energy is being brought into your room by this beautiful light beam. And I brought in some peace energy as I was talking. Remember, I'm on the light ship also, and I'm doing other healings on you right now as I'm talking. And you may feel yourself completely at peace. You've been being worked with by some of the doctors who have chose to help you out. I'm seeing some body pain being released right now from people. So nobody's called in yet. Maybe they're kind of shy. So what's next, Sylvia? Have another wonderful question for me?
Well, we were talking about the need to clear out the emotions so that the spirit can fully integrate with the body and help the body to heal. And that brings up, you know, the issue of what is the emotional clearing work taking care of. And I know in the past you've talked about judgment and how the energy of judgment, when we judge or when the ego looks out and makes judgments, then those form densities in our body. And it's very interesting, because I was recently listening to one of the other BBS radio shows that had a nutritionist on, and that's a field that I'm in, so it's always interesting to me. And he was saying in his practice, they do, you know, kind of kinesiology or muscle testing, and he's done some experiments where he'll actually have a person think, you know, a good or a positive emotional thought and see that their energy system stays strong and their muscles are really strong. And as soon as they think a judgmental thought, their whole energy field collapses and weakens. So it's really fascinating to me that, you know, that we can learn how to, you know, to walk without judgment. We can start to heal ourselves and change our consciousness. So along those lines, I thought maybe you could talk a little bit more about the emotional clearing, or give people a sampling of that so they can feel what it's like to be you know, without that judgment energy.
Okay, so we're going to go from this point in time back to your last birthday. And like I said, this is divine clearing. The light beings are going to be working with you. There's normally three of them per person that I work with. So the mechanics on it, if you're kind of wondering how it basically works, what they have is like a chart on you, in a sense, or maybe a book. And what it says, the book is like 10 feet thick. And it contains all of the information on you for this lifetime. And they start going through the pages, in a sense, and they find out where your blockages are. And they clear them. And when they're done, you're completely transparent with the emotions, okay? Remember, the emotions block energy. That's why the muscle testing that people have, you know, your energy field will drop. And, you know, you collect energies that don't belong to you, too, when you're in judgment. Entities love that. So here we go. We're going to go back in time from this point to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, one more year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And another year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, you should feel more relaxed in your body. Most people feel this sensation. Men are typically 1 in 100. 1 will feel out of 100, 1%. Women are about 50-50. So if you're a man and you're feeling the energy, you're very blessed. It means that you can you understand the more this energy than most men do. And look upon something that happened to you in the last, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years up to now. And check out the trauma situation that you thought you were in. It should be very low or not even there when you look at the situation. So just close your eyes and take a quick look now and just see how these healings worked. And you're going to find and be amazed on how quick it worked and that there's no processing involved. And how do you feel, Sylvia?
Well, I feel like the energy is just moving through my body without running into any kind of block. And so it's a very freeing feeling, very light-hearted feeling. And, yeah, like looking at the past is just sort of, I guess, like observing it. You know, it's still there. I still have memory of everything that's happened. But when I look at it, it doesn't cause me to react.
Yep, that's the way it should be. So, and where you want to be in life is, like in the discernment mode, watching everybody and what they're doing, whether it's good or bad, just understanding where they are. And at that point, you know, you're very calm. And it really shouldn't bother you on how other people react to you. I remember hearing something somewhere, you know, what people think is none of your business. And you just want to be, you know, in the now all the time. And these clearings allow you to be in the now. Remember, what you're dealing with, you know, this plate in front of you on the table, instead of having it, you know, be food, it's your emotional traumas and your emotional baggage. And these energies will keep recycling continuously over and over and over again. And as they do that, you're going to have another experience. It's like going to a movie theater and seeing the same movie with different actors. And many people have these scenes for their whole life. And they wonder why life is not treating them fairly. That's because the body wants to get rid of the blocked energy. And at some point you may understand what's happening. Hopefully you won't be too old and, you know, be in the hospital dying of some kind of illness. And this is kind of the way it works. So it's much easier to have the energy released from you than it would be to experience, you know, negative traumas or negative physical situations where your body has to go through physical pain or having some body part removed from you because of blocked energy because you weren't conscious enough to release it from yourself. So we're going to do another healing. This is similar to the emotion. It's a feeling body. So here we go. Same process. Like I said earlier, there's something for you to do. Just show up, and these divine beings that created you, that work with the light energy, is going to do this healing for you. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. One more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And another year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, you may feel more energy coming into your body, along with being relaxed. So as your muscles start to relax, your body will go through what it needs to do to go through the healing that you're having right now, because your physical body will finally have the chance to take in the light energy from your spirit to do some healing work with you. And then by doing these clearings, your spirit can come more into your body, so you have more healing. So it's very beneficial for both.
So essentially, this is basically helping us to be able to hold more light.
Yes, it is. So what we can do now is another clearing here. And I'm going to do a clearing where this is going to be working with your mental body. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more time, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And how do you feel, Sylvia?
Well, actually, with each one of these, I'm, you know, getting more and more energy flowing through, and it feels very good. I actually started the evening a bit on the tired side because I had worked all day in the garden and outside, and now I'm feeling really great. So it's definitely bringing in energy.
Yep, that's wonderful. So we're going to do one other clearing here. We're going to work with your pain body. This body also somehow works with psychic attacks. So here we go. In fact, we'll do a clearing next on psychic attacks for you. This is very interesting. So the pain body, here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more time here, another year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And another year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And how's that doing for you, Sylvia? What are you experiencing?
Well, I'm experiencing no pain. You know, I just feel good. I feel light, and you know, I wasn't really in pain, but I was definitely a little bit sore. So I feel very good.
Okay, so we're going to do another clearing here. And this clearing is for psychic attacks. I do this once in a while for people. So here we go. So this is going to take away energies that were directed to you from other people. So here we go. Just kind of again sit back and relax as we do this clearing for you. So I'm going to count to 10 here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is for 10 days. And we'll let you sit with this energy right now. I'll do it one more time. This is 10 days back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, how do you feel, Sylvia?
I think we have a caller. Somebody calling in?
Yes, hello. Ron?
Hi, who's this?
This is Marcy. I have a little girl that I'm working with who they found out a week ago that she has some heart murmur. And I was wondering, does the healing work? How do you ever know when you're working with someone, you know, if it would help them directly or not, or would it just make their healing quicker? And or could it ever, you know, eliminate any surgery? How do you know what might be appropriate for the healing? Because I know your work is really awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say. The actual energy Lightship uses will actually put on the Lightship instantly.
Mm-hmm.
But when the person comes back here into the Earth reality, remember your vibration, you're being turned off and on continuously.
Mm-hmm.
And if this low density energy is with you, causing the problem, then it still could be here on the Earth plane, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you may have 100% healing on the Lightship, but if your emotional energies aren't released from you,
mm-hmm.
then it could be, you know, not 100% healing. So it's really hard to say how you know, the healing is going to affect the person.
Or if,
but it will
if
definitely
their body
affect
would
them.
Heal quicker if they had the work done.
Oh, yes. I'm sure that it would, definitely.
Uh-huh. And
they may even just, you know.
Like the little girl was going to have some dental work done, and the dentist place said, no, we're not comfortable because of her heart situation. I don't even know how serious, and the parents aren't even sure if they're totally happy with what they found out. They want to get another opinion. And when their other daughter had surgery a month ago, and she had a hole in her heart, and they did surgery, and she's doing really well now. So I'm thinking if she had some healing work done, it might help her healing process a little bit more. And I was trying to get a hold of you, and I thought, well, maybe if I went on the air, you could give me a little insight. And also, I was wondering, are you ever around, well, like for WESOC, are you around at all for WESOC? And if you are, it would be wonderful to meet you, but if not, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to be at WESOC in Mount Shasta.
Okay. Are you going to have a booth or anything?
Yes, I will be there doing healings on people.
Oh, okay. So it would be not too hard to find you?
Yes, I'll be there, yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
Under the room, I'll be right there, so.
Fabulous. Well, I'm thinking of going up next weekend, and maybe hopefully I'll see you around. Because I was emailing you and calling, and I know you're out of town. So I thought maybe I should give you a call.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So we'll see you next weekend then. That's great.
That would be awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for
your
work.
We'll, okay, thank you for calling, Marcy. So basically, her question was, is the Lightship going to be able to help the person? And yeah,
is it most likely that
help.
It would help make things a little bit faster, you know, when they do have the work done?
Yeah.
Because
and
I don't know if anything is instant, but I'd like to possibly work with this little one, and it maybe help some aggravation for the parents, too. But they
uh-huh.
don't have to know.
Yeah. So the whole healing is between the person having the healing, their spirit,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, the light being. So it all depends what the person would like to have healed
mm-hmm.
and how much the spirit is willing to work with the person and the spirit and the body fully and how much baggage there is.
And we don't always know what all needs to be done, but we don't always have to know what it is, right? Exactly.
You don't know what it is, but you see, if it's a past life trauma, mm-hmm. that have to be so cleared out of the person.
Mm-hmm.
But
even if they're young, they still have past life stuff because they're still reincarnated and came on the planet.
Yeah, it's not necessarily being reincarnated. It has to do with genetics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
In most cases, the spirit's already healed of its incarnations from the past.
Oh, interesting.
I'd say 99% of the time they're healed, but, mm-hmm. but, you know, the energy of the physical body and what the physical body is choosing to work on this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the past lives to me, is your genetics.
Mm, okay. Okay.
And that's where your problems stem from, is always from genetics, because the body wants to build a certain condition that it's working with.
Oh, wonderful. Excuse me. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. You're very welcome, Marcy.
I hope to see you next weekend.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Thanks so much for calling, Marcy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, Greta, that's a very good question about, you know, that maybe other parents have about situations with their children or other, you know, either young people or sometimes old people, elderly people that may be ill or might not be able to actually get on the phone with you for a healing because either they don't believe or they're maybe in the hospital or something like that. But you can still work with those people through their loved ones. Is that right?
Yes, because the spirit always says yes with the light ship. And so there's no interference at all or no negativity or anything you have to worry about because the light ship created you. And it's here to help the spirit, which would be in your body, your spirit or someone else's spirit, to help the process of why it's here, which is to heal the body. So it's definitely going to work 100% to do that particular healing if it can. So what we're going to do now is go to the light ship. So we have just a few minutes here. So again, if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up, just think of them now in your consciousness. And the light beam will be still activated, so you can work with her too. And what we're going to do now is go up to the light ship. And this will not work on the archives, because you have to be here in real time for me to connect with you. And we're going up right now to the light ship, and we're in the room where they're going to be doing a scan on us to see what type of life form we are. The light ship works with many life forms, and we're just one of those. So they're checking out your DNA right now to see who and what you are, checking out your problems that you're dealing with, checking out all of your past sessions that may have been worked with by other practitioners throughout your genetic lineage. And they're ready now to have you talk with the doctors to select your own personal healings. And you're at free choice now. And you can select whoever you like on the light ship, either physically. And now you're going into the first room. And this room has a lot of beautiful colored lights in it. You're levitating, and these colored lights now are coming into you, into different body organs. So again, just kind of sit back and relax. You may feel the vibrations coming into you. You're going into another room. This room is where they have like floating magnets. And these floating magnets are now going to position themselves around your body, different locations, to realign your body energetics. And again, this is just a wonderful type of healing. It's not invasive. And you may be able to even see these beautiful magnets. These are conscious beings helping you. You may feel energy in your body right now changing. You're going into another location. And they're going to be working with your spine. So you may feel movement maybe in your spine. If you had something like maybe a pinched nerve, you can request that too. I like everybody to do a request of their healings each time you go into a room because you're in more than one room at one time. And you're in their time and their space, so these sessions are much longer on the light ship than what they are here physically. And you may feel the love energy from these light beams. We're going to bring in their actual energy here. We'll bring in more of the energy from this light beam on your monitor here so she can transmit to you this beautiful love energy. So here it comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. Going into another room, this is where they have this beautiful, large swimming pool. And this is most people's favorites. The water is silver and sparkles like diamonds. And if you can see it, it's just wonderful. It's something that's out of this world. And the energy is just phenomenal. And coming to you now are the light beings that are in the body form of dolphins. And the next incarnation, they're going to be dolphins somewhere in some dimension. But they're right here, right now, going to do a healing on you. And you're able, if you wish, to touch their skin on the light ship. They will communicate with you through mental telepathy and request your healings right now. And it's just a very peaceful, pleasant experience. So you're having that right now. And I'm going to bring in a divine energy down here for you to experience. And I'm going to bring in the energy of Saint Bernadette. And I advise, if you like to just do a Google search on here and pull up her pictures. They're just very, very beautiful. So here comes Saint Bernadette. And she was a lady from Lourdes who saw Mother Mary. Mother Mary talked to her. And from there they created the beautiful water for healing. And this is much like the water that you're in right now on the light ship. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. So again, just request your healings. And we'll go on to one final room. And this is a room where they're going to help to release physical body pain from you. And this is quite nice. So if you have any joint pain or pinched nerves or anything like that, a toothache, maybe you know your neck is stiff and sore and it hurts, maybe your head hurts, a headache, request healing right now, and they'll do what they can do to help you with this here. So we're in this room right now. We're going to bring in one more divine energy for you to experience. We're bringing the energy of Jesus. And here he comes. This is his first cause energy from the light ship upon his creation. So it's a very pure energy coming into your room. So here it comes. And we'll bring in the energy of the ascension of Jesus. As we talk about ascension all the time, we'll bring in the ascension energy that the light ship transmitted down to him for his ascension process. So here this comes. It's a very, very sacred, loving energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, it feels like a really, really clean, beautiful, hot, very high vibration energy. Very pure. And it feels... feels very much like I imagine you would want to feel in the ascension. It feels like it's definitely a higher consciousness energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll start to come back now. So we're going into the orientation room again, where we're thanking these beautiful light beings for working with us. And we're now going into the transporter room. And our pets and animals are coming to us, and they're putting around you this special cocoon of conscious healing energy, which you can utilize for the next 5 days. So request your healings. You're coming back to this beautiful white light tunnel, and they're ready to bring you back right now. So you're coming back down, and now you're here. It feels good to me. So... hope all of you received your healings. I do sessions for $20 for an hour on my conference call lines, so it's very, very affordable for anybody. And the light beings will work with you and just, you know, connect with me. Give me an email or, you know, give me a phone call. And I want to just say blessings to all of you tonight as I sign off and just, you know, ask the light beam for some additional healing. And we'll be seeing you again if you want to call in or be on the radio show next Monday. And that starts at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So we'll see you then. And thank you for listening to our show. And remember, get into your bodies. This is what you have to do for ascension. And if you can do emotional year cleansing, you know, it'll move you much forward on your spiritual growth, allow you to be more in your body, which is what you want to be anyway. And it will, your body will love having more spirit energy for healing. So I guess I'll sign off now. Do you have anything to say, Sylvia?
Oh, just good night to everyone. Thank you so much for being with us, and we look forward to being with you again on Monday. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and you know, between now and then, keep working, like Ron said, on your own spirit connection. Stay in your heart, and stay connected up. So much love to all. And we'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Goodbye, and have a wonderful evening.